यायं स्वात् परमंस परिव्राजकाचार्यस्य दर्शनसमाधक्ति सिद्धांत सरस्वति गोस्वामी प्रोभाद की जय। अनंत कोटि वैष्णविंद की जय। नामाचार्य श्रील हरिदास ठाकुर की जय। प्रेम से कहो श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर शिवासादि गौर भक्तबिंद की जय। श्री श्री राधा कृष्ण गोप गोपीनाथ श्याम कुंड राधा कुंड गिरिगोवर्धन की जय। वृंदावन धाम की जय। नवद्वीप धाम की जय। गंगा माई की जय। जमुना माई की जय। तुलसी देवी की जय। भक्ति देवी की जय। स्वामी तो भक्तबिंद की जय। थैंक यू वेरी मच। मिस्टर जस्टिस रंगराजन, जस्टिस मिश्रा एंड लालाजी, लेडीज एंड जेंटलमैन, I thank you very much for your kindly participating in this Krishna Consciousness Movement. Today, this evening, you are especially enlightened by the nice speech delivered by Justice Rangarajan. Little describing about Bhakti Yoga. Actually, we are discussing this Bhakti Yoga for the last few days. Bhakti Yoga is the sublime religious principle of the human society. The human society is not human society without sense of religious principle. Dharmena hina pasubhi samana. That is the distinction of human society and animals. In the animal society there is no religion. But in the human society, maybe in any part of the world, there is some concept of religion. Maybe Hindu religion, Muslim religion, Christian religion, Buddhist religion, Jewish religion, and so many others. But according to Srimad Bhagavatam, there is a taste of religion. The taste of religion is how much one has advanced in his love for God. Savai pungsa paro dharma jato bhakti radhok. Ahaitakya pratihata jayatma sam prasidat. Religion means you must have peace of mind, tranquility. That is religion. It is not a formality or dogmas. It is the ultimate goal of life. This Bhagavad Dharma long, long ago was sometimes discussed by Prahlad Maharaj, a great devotee, a boy devotee. 5 years old boy, and he was a great devotee, although born in an atheistic family. His father was a great atheist, Hiranyakashipu. Hiranya means gold, and Kashipu means soft cushion. That means complete materialist. The materialist want these two things, woman and money. So Hiranyakashipu was very expert in this business. But fortunately, he had a great son, Prahlad Maharaj. So this Prahlad Maharaj, when he was in the womb of his mother, he had the chance of hearing about Bhagavad Dharma from Narada ji. You have heard that there is always fight between the atheists and the theists, or the demigods and the demons, Surasura. So sometimes there was a fight between the Asuras and the Devas. The Asuras became defeated and Hiranyakashipu left the battle. So, as it sometimes happens in the war, the wife of Hiranyakashipu was captured by the demigods. And she was being taken away, although she was pregnant. So Narada Muni met on the way, and he asked the demigods, "Oh, what you are doing this? You are taking away one pregnant woman? What is this?" So Indra replied that we are not going to do any harm to the woman, but we are concerned with the child within his womb, because that child is born of Hiranyakashipu, he must be a greater demon. So as soon as the child is born, we shall kill it. Therefore we are taking this woman. Then Narada ji said that this child is not an ordinary child. He is Mahabhagavat. So you do not try this attempt. Just release her. I'll take her. So Narada ji is authority. So demigods accepted his advice. Vaishnava. The demigods are also Vaishnava. Demigods means there are two kinds of population all over the universe. Daiva Asura Evacha. One class is called Daiva, Devata, and the other class is called Asura. So, who is Asura and who is a Deva? Vishnu Bhakta Bhavet Daiva, Asurastad Viparjaya. That is the definition, who is a Asura and who is a Deva. Only the Vaishnava, they are demigods. And who are not Vaishnava or anything else, Tad Viparjaya, he is a demon. In the Bhagavad Gita also it is said, Asuri Bhava Masrita. Namang Duskitanam Murha Pravadante Naradhama. Maya Puritagyana. Asuri Bhava Masrita. The Asurik Bhava is defy the existence of God. Who is God? I am God. The Hiranyakashipu was a typical example of this demon. As soon as his son, 5 years old, he would chant, Hare Krishna. He immediately objected, why you are chanting Hare Krishna? That is the nature of the demons, to protest always against the theists or godly Vaishnavas. This is not new. It is always there. This world is so made that the predominance of demonic principle is very much aggressive. Just see, even a father, a demon father, could not tolerate the chanting of Hare Krishna mantra by his 5 years old son. Therefore Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has advised, Trinadapi sunichena, taroropi sahishnuna, अमानिना मानदेना कीर्तनीय सदाहल। देर विल बी डिस्टर्बेंसेस। वन हु इज गोइंग टू एंगेज हिमसेल्फ इन डिवोशनल सर्विस ही मे बी डिस्टर्ब बिकॉज दैट इज द वे ऑफ दिस मटीरियल वर्ल्ड। बट चैतन्य महापुरुष सेज दैट टॉलरेट। हाउ टॉलरेट सेल्फ त्रिनाद भी सुनी चेना हमलर देन द स्ट्रॉ ऑन द स्ट्रीट और ग्रास। एवरी वन इज वॉकिंग ओवर द ग्रास बट इट डज नॉट प्रोटेस्ट टॉलरेट। त्रिनाद भी सुनी चेना तरोर भी सहिष्णु ना। प्रहलाद महाराज वॉज टिपिकल एग्जाम्पल ऑफ दिस चैतन्य महापुरुष शिक्षा। दिस हिरण्यकशिपु फादर टॉर्चर प्रहलाद महाराज इन सो मेनी वेज बट ही टॉलरेटेड। ही टॉलरेट। देर आर मेनी अदर एग्जाम्पल्स। लॉर्ड जीसस क्राइस्ट ही वॉज क्रूसीफाइड। The only fault was that he was preaching God consciousness. Thakur Haridas, he was Mohammedan, but he took to this Krishna consciousness movement. And the Qazi, at that time there was Mohammedan government. The Qazi called him, you are so fortunate, you have taken your birth in Mohammedan family, and you are chanting Hindu God's name. So he replied, sir, what is the fault there? Some of the Hindus also take to Mohammedan religion. So what is the fault there? You are talking before me, you are protesting. So he was flogged with cane in 22 bazaar. But he tolerated. So this Krishna consciousness movement, I don't think it is going very easily. We have to tolerate. Actually you are tolerating so many things, but we cannot stop it. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's advice, Tinadapi Suni Chena, Tarorapi Sahishnuna, अमानिना मानदेना कीर्तनीय सदा है। द संकीर्तन मूवमेंट मस्ट गो ऑन डिस्पाइट ऑल ऑब्स्टैकल्स पुट बिफोर अस। इट मस्ट गो ऑन। दैट इज डिटर्मिनेशन। भजन्ति माम धीरव्रता। दैट इज द इंस्ट्रक्शन ऑफ लॉर्ड श्री कृष्ण एंड द भगवद गीता। धीरव्रता अनफ्लिंचिंग फेथ एंड द वेदास सेज जस्य देवी परा भक्ति यथा देवी तथा गुरु तस्यैते कथिता जर्ता प्रकाशन्ते महात्मा। थ्रू भक्ति यू कैन अंडरस्टैंड वेदास। जस्य देवी परा भक्ति भक्ति यथा देवी तथा गुरु। श्री चैतन्य महाप्रभु ऑल्सो सेज द सेम थिंग। এই রূপে ব্রহ্মাণ্ড ভ্রমিতে কোন ভাগ্যবান জীব গুরু কৃষ্ণ কৃপায় পায় ভক্তিলতা বীজ। এই রূপে ব্রহ্মাণ্ড ভ্রমিতে কোন ভাগ্যবান জীব। দিস ভক্তিকার is not for everyone. It is meant for the most fortunate person, most intelligent person. Bhakti Kaal. Krishna says, Bhunam Janmanam Ante Gyanavan Mang Prabhadat. So after many, many births cultivating knowledge, when it comes to the supreme platform, then he can understand bhakti. Then he surrenders himself unto the Supreme Lord Krishna. So, Prahlad Maharaj says, this is the instruction of Bhakti Yoga. I shall read a few lines. Kaumaro acharit prajna dharman bhagavatani ha durlabhang manusang janma tadapya dhruvamarthadam jatahi purusa seha Vishnu Pado Prasarpanam Jadesa Sarvabhutanang Priya Atme Sara Surhit Sukhamandriyakang Daitya Deha Jogena Dehinam Sarvatra Labhate Daivad Jatha Dukham Majatnataha. Prahlad Maharaj, he could not get to cultivate Krishna consciousness because he was born in a his family, guarded, well guarded, and father was always alert that my son may not chant Hare Krishna. But he was taking opportunity in the school. So he was 5 years old boy, and his class fellows also of the same age. So he used to induce them, my dear friends, chant Hare Krishna, chant Hare Krishna. We have got a little girl, perhaps you have all seen, Saraswati. She was admitted in a school in Bombay, and because there was no Hare Krishna chanting, she began to cry, no, I shall not be in this school. Practical. There was Humpy Dumpty, she was organizing all the children to chant Hare Krishna. But they began something else. So she said, no, I am not going to this school. So, Suchinang Simatang Gehe Yoga Bhrasta Sanjayat. This child must be executing devotional service in her past life. Therefore, she has got the opportunity, a Vaishnava father, Vaishnavi mother. And from the very beginning of her life, she has become Krishna conscious. So, Prahlad Maharaj is advising his friends, my dear friends. And the friends are replying, now we are children, we shall play. And why you are asking us the chanting of Hare Krishna or Krishna consciousness? This is the business of the old man. No, Prahlad Maharaj, no, it is not the business of the old man. You should learn it from the very childhood. Kaumarang, Kaumaro acharit prajna dharman bhagavatani. The first thing is that human life is for cultivating dharma, religion. The other day I explained that dharma and religion is not the exactly synonymous. Dharma means which you cannot leave. Dharma, the example I gave the other day, just like sugar cannot give up the quality of sweetness. Similarly, the water cannot give up the quality of liquidity. The fire cannot give up the quality of heat and light. Similarly, every living entity has his original characteristic, which is called dharma. That characteristic is described by Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Jiver Sarup Hai Nitya Krishna Das. This is the characteristic. Sarup. Sarup means original constitutional position. That is called Sarup. And Mukti means to be situated in that original condition. That is the statement in the Srimad Bhagavatam. Mukti Hitya Anatharupam Sarupena Avasthiti. That is mukti. As soon as you give up your artificial way of life and you become situated in your original position, that is called mukti. That is, in other words, mukti means Brahma Bhuta. That is also described in the Bhagavad Gita. Brahma Bhuta Prasannatma. When one realizes Brahma, Aham Brahmasmi, that is Brahma Bhuta state. At the present moment, we are Jiva Bhuta. We are identifying ourselves with matter, with this body. I am Indian, I am Hindu, I am Christian, I am Brahmin, I am black, I am white. These are all designations. This is not my real identity. My real identity is Aham Brahmasmi. I am spirit soul. So Bhagavad Gita says that Brahma Bhuta Prasannatma na sochati na kankhati samas sarveshu bhuteshu mad bhakti lavate param. Without being Brahma Bhuta, actual devotional life does not begin. It is not that by devotional service one, of course, you can take both ways. But according to Bhagavad Gita, it is to be understood that anyone who has taken to this devotional service, he is already in the stage of Brahma Bhuta. Man chabya vicharini bhakti yoge na ja sevate sagunan samatitta etana brahma bhuyakal. Mukti means to become transcendental to the three gunas. Taigunna visaya veda nitsaigunna bhavan. So Bhagavad Dharma is in the transcendental platform. It is not material. There are two kinds of dharmas, material and spiritual. Because we are combination of matter and spirit at the present moment. So long I want to enjoy this material world or to satisfy my senses. This material body means combination of senses. Indrani Pararahu. The platform where we are concerned with the senses, that is called karma, karma platform. Just as people are working very hard day and night in this city, the purpose is to gratify the senses. Janamayithunadi grihamidi sukham mituchyam. So that is karma. Then, indriyani pararahu indriyabha paramana. When you come to the activities of the mind, psychology, metaphysics, philosophical speculation, that is another stage. That is better than this stage, karmi. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has approved that out of many thousands of karmis, one jnani is better. And out of many thousands of jnanis, one mukta is better, liberated. One who has realized that I am not this matter, I am Brahma, is better. He is mukta. Mukta means one, Brahma Bhuta. He understands. He no more identifies himself with these material activities. That is called Brahma Bhuta. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu approves that out of many thousands of karmis, one jnani is better. And out of many thousands of jnanis, one mukta is better. And out of many thousands of mukta, hardly you can find any bhakta. Bhakta, so the position of bhakta is very sublime. This is transcendental position. Brahma Bhuyaya Kalpat. But Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's grace, this mukti is given very easily by introducing the Sankirtan movement. He personally writes, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he wrote only 8 verses, which is known as Sikhastam. 8 verses. And all the Goswamis, they wrote volumes of books on these 8 verses. He wrote only 8 verses. So, he says that by chanting this Hare Krishna mantra, the first benefit will be cheta darpana marjanam. That is, cultivation of knowledge. It will automatically come. Cheta darpana marjanam. If one chants offenselessly, there are 10 kinds of offenses. If one chants this Hare Krishna mantra offenselessly, then immediately he becomes liberated. Namabhas, mukti. And when he chants Hare Krishna mantra in ecstasy, then he is in deep love of God. Just like Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he showed the example. He was chanting Hare Krishna mantra and was fainting, and he was crying. And he writes in his 8 slokas, Jugaitam nimishena chakshusha pravishaitam sunnaitam jagat sarvam govinda virahinam. He was feeling separation of Govinda, Krishna, so intensely that he was thinking one moment as 12 years. Jugaitam nimishena chakshusha pravishaitam. So these are Mahabhava, great transcendental ecstasy, can be achieved simply by chanting this Hare Krishna mantra. So this Hare Krishna mantra or Bhakti Yoga, Pallamas recommends, Kaumara Achare. Kaumara means the age from 5 years to 15 years. So, in all schools and colleges, this chanting of Hare Krishna mantra should be taught. If you actually want to advance your nationality, India, then you must take to this culture. That will glorify your country. You cannot compete the Westerners by technology. That is not possible. They are meant for that purpose. You are meant for different purpose. Your special advantage is that you are born in this land of Bharatvarsha. After many, many births, after many, many pious activities, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu therefore says, Bharat bhumite manushya janma haila jat. Janma sarthak kari karo paropakar. So, still, although India is poverty stricken, they say, wherever I go, they take that I am coming from a very poor country. We are advertised in that way. Because whenever our big men go, they are ministers for begging something. So we have been taken, accepted as the beggar's country. But in the Berkeley University, when one Indian student protested that I am spreading this Hare Krishna movement, the only protest was by an Indian student. He said, Swamiji, what benefit will be there by spreading this Hare Krishna movement? In another place, a girl asked me, Swamiji, what is God? So I asked her, are you Indian? You should be ashamed of being called as Indian, because you are asking what is God. You are coming from India, the land of God, and you do not know what is God. So this is our position. The land where Lord Krishna appeared, just 90 miles off from Delhi, in Vrindavan Mathura, we are not concerned. I have seen it personally. I do not discuss. I do not want to discuss this thing. But my point is that this Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's instruction, Bharat Bhumite Manusya Janma Haila Ja, Janma Sarthakari Karo Paropaka. This Bhagavad Dharma should be taught to our children. There is no use of calling ourselves that we are secular. What does it mean? Dharmena hina pasubhi samana. If you have no dharma, then what is the difference between you and the animals? You must have. That is the advice of Prahlad Maharaj also. Prahlad Maharaj appeared some millions of years ago, and he was a 5 years old boy, Vaishnava. He says, Komaro acharit pragya. Pragya means one who knows very perfectly things. Pragya. Komaro acharit pragya dharmana bhagavataniha. There are different types of dharma. But he specifically mentioned dharmana bhagavataniha. Iha means in this life, in this human form of life. Why in this life? Now, durlavang man sanga janma. This life, this human form of life, is very difficult to obtain again. You do not know what life you are going to accept next. There is no certainty. Because that when you die, then you cannot be puffed up. I don't care for God. I am God. Then you are under the grip of the material nature. Prakite kriyamana ni gunai karmani sarvas. Ahankara vimuratma. Kattaham iti mannat. Then you cannot. You are caught up. Devi jesa gunamai mamo maya durataya. Then it will be judged what kind of body you should have. Karmana daivanetrena, under superior administration. Just like in the government service, there is service record. And according to the service record, one is promoted or degraded. Similarly, there is record in the God's accountant department. Our statistic department, every moment, upadrashtya, anumantya, God is within you. He is seeing all your activities. If you desire something, God will remind you. So there is good record. So all this record will be considered about your karma. Karmana daivanetrena jantar deha upapatte. It will be decided that this particular or this individual soul, he has to accept such and such body. Daivanetrena jantar. Then that soul is transferred to the father's seminar. And the father injects the semina in the womb of the woman, and then in the first night, by emulsification of the two seminas, there is a form like a pea, and that pea grows into the body. This is the secret of different types of body. So we do not know. We are not certain that what kind of body I am going to get next. बट यू विल हैव वन वे तथा देहांतरं प्राप्ति धीरस सत्तन्मयति एज आई एम गेटिंग वन टाइप ऑफ बॉडी फ्रॉम अनदर टाइप इन माई दिस लाइफ आई वॉज अ चाइल्ड आई वॉज अ बेबी आई वॉज अ बॉय आई वॉज अ यंग मैन नाउ आई एम ओल्ड मैन एज आई एम चेंजिंग माई बॉडी डिफरेंटली आई वॉज ए स्मॉल चाइल्ड आई कैन रिमेंबर पर्सनली when I was about 6 months old, I was lying down on the lap of my eldest sister. She was at that time married and she was knitting. I remember. I was seeing how she was knitting. I can remember. But where is that body? Then another body, another body, another body. The Krishna says, Tatha dehantaram prapti. Similarly, when I give up this body, then I must accept another body, tatha dehantaram prapti. But that I do not know. That will be considered by higher authorities, daivanetrena. Exactly as I told you, that the service record is checked by higher authorities and is promoted. So, how one can know where one has gone? We keep one man's statue, but we do not know where the man has gone, where the soul has gone. But we keep the statue as if he is staying there. This is called illusion. We do not know where my leader has gone, but I am worshipping the leader's statue on the street, and it has become the place for passing stool on his head by the crows. And we are worshipping. But when you go to worship in the temple, it is idol worship. We are worshipping the statues, but when you go to worship in the temple, that is idol worship. Oh. So, Prahlad Maharaj therefore advises that these Bhagavad Dharma education must be given from the childhood. Kaumarang acharit praga dhanman bhagavatanya. Because durlabhang manasang janma. But if you take to this Bhagavad Dharma, then there is no loss. There is no loss. Because Krishna says that even if you cannot execute the Bhagavad Dharma fully in one life, because we are not guaranteed. Guaranteed, of course, if we follow strictly, as Krishna says in the Bhagavad Gita, that janma karma me divyam jo janati tata. If you simply try to understand Krishna, how he appears, how he takes birth, how he disappears, why does he come, what are his activities, if you simply study these Krishna activities, then the result is takta dihang punarjanmane. Simply by understanding Krishna. This is Bhagavad Dharma. Therefore, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, being compassionate to the all fallen conditions of this age, he said that jare dakho tare kaho Krishna upadesh. Amar aggai guru hoiya taro ei desh. He says that on my order, every one of you, especially Indian, you become a guru on my order. And so I'm a fool, how can I become a guru? And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says, Amaragga, you simply carry out my order. There is no difficulty to become a guru. If you simply carry out without any adulteration, the order of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. What is that order? That is not very difficult. Because he says, jare dakho tare kaho Krishna upadesh. Anyone you meet, he simply repeats what Krishna has said. That is Bhagavad Gita. What Krishna has said, सर्वधर्मान् परित्यज्य मामेकं शरणं भज। मद मद्याजी मद भक्त सो कृष्ण से दिस इज कृष्ण क्रूस कृष्ण उपदेश ही हैज गिवन उपदेश इन द भगवद गीता इन मेनी वेज कर्मजोग ज्ञानजोग ध्यानजोग बट ही स्पेशल इंस्ट्रक्शन इज the most confidential instruction is he said to Arjuna, because you are my friend, therefore I am giving you this most confidential instruction. What is that? Manmana bhava mad bhakta mad jaji mang namaskar sarva dharma an parityajya mamekam saranam braj. This is the confidential instruction of the Bhagavad Gita. So it is not difficult. You haven't got to manufacture a religion, because you cannot manufacture religion. That is not possible. Dharmantu sakshat bhagavat pranit. Just like the state can give you laws, you cannot manufacture law. Similarly, any ordinary man, he cannot manufacture religion. Religion means the order of the Supreme Personality of God. That is religion. So this religion, sarva-dharmān parityajya mamekam saraṇaṁ bhaj, directly spoken by the Supreme Lord. Aham tvā sarva-pāpebhyo mokkhyeṣaṁ. So Chaitanya Mahāprabhu recommends this. Chaitanya Mahāprabhu also does not give any manufactured religion. This Chaitanya cult is not a manufactured religion. It is also following. This is the process of religion. Evaṁ parampara prāptam imaṁ rājarśayo vidu. We have to get the religious principle by the disciplic succession, not that I become an authority automatically and I manufacture a religion. That is not religion. So, Sri Chaitanya Mahāprabhu advised that simply instruct what Krishna has said. Krishna has also said the same thing. Jayimam paramam guhyam mad bhaktesu abhidhasati nachatasmat manusyesu kaschit me priyakittam. Anyone who is engaged in preaching the cult of Bhagavad Gita, no one is dearer to me than he. In preaching the that is Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's cult. He says, marmahatam karotu va adarsana. You just break my heart by not being visible. The Vaishnava devotees, they are not very much anxious to see God. They know, why is God shall come to me? He is so busy, he has got so many business. Let me do my duty. The Goswamis in Vrindavan, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu also saw, as I repeated this slok, Govinda Virahayana. He was simply feeling separation. He never said that I have seen God. He never said. Similarly, Goswamis, the Sara Goswami, they are also following the cult of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He Radhe Brajadevi Kecha Lalite, He Nanda Suna Kutaha. Simply searching out. Where Radharani? Where you are? Where the Lolita, Visakha? Where you are? Where is Nanda Suna? The son of Maharaj Nanda Krishna, where you are all? Si Govardhana Padavatale Kalindi Mayane Kutaha. Are you near Govardhan Hill? Or on the bank of Jamuna? But they never said, I have seen Krishna. They never said. Not that, oh, last night I saw Krishna was dancing. Not cheap devotee. Be great. Follow. Just like Narottamdas Thakur says, Ehi chaya gosai jara taramui das. Tasabara padareno mora pancha grahas. Another place he says, Ruparaghunatho pade hoibe akuti, কবে আমার বুঝব সে যুগল পীড়িত। দিস গোস্বামী নারতন দাস ঠাকুর লিবারেটেড লিবার্টি লর্ড চৈতন্য মহাপ্রভু দে টিচ আস হাউ টু ওয়ার্শিপ কৃষ্ণ ইন সেপারেশন ফিলিংস অফ সেপারেশন। হে রাধে ব্রজ দেবী কে চললিতে হে নন্দ সুন কুতঃ শ্রী গোবর্ধন পাদপতলে কালিন্দী বনে কুতঃ ঘোষন্তাবিতি সর্বতো ব্রজপুরে খেদই মহাবিহ্বল। জাস্ট লাইক ম্যাড আফটার গড, হোয়ার ইজ কৃষ্ণ, হোয়ার ইজ কৃষ্ণ। দিস ইজ কল ভাগবত ধর্ম। থ্যাংক ইউ ভেরি মাচ। হরে কৃষ্ণ।